on Heartbeat Radio. Learn how to get the most out of your next vacation with Casey the Getaway Girl.
Hey, good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Mary. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I just got back from New York City, one of the best trips I've ever had. So I am doing fantastic.
New York City is still on my bucket list. I made it all the way to just outside in New Jersey, and I could see the New York skyline, but I wasn't able to actually get over there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I have the perfect place for you to stay when you do go to New York City, because I stayed recently at the Trump Soho Hotel. It was amazing. You've got to stay there. It's a great location. And, of course, the name Trump is synonymous with the best. So I was well prepared to encounter an exceptional level of hospitality, but it went beyond my expectations. Everyone was just so welcoming, from the staff and the lobby you walk into. And even though it's like a really big hotel, you kind of feel like it's more like that boutique-y feel. And everything's done in like woods and metals to kind of be a throwback to that neighborhood, because that's kind of what that neighborhood was known for, is their woodworking and their metal. So very, very cool place to stay. And, of course, it's just blocks away from some of the city's best galleries, boutiques, restaurants. Really, really awesome place to stay.
Wow, it sounds amazing. Now, what about, because I've seen Celebrity Apprentice, and there was this one episode where they had to decorate, and it was all like gold this and gold that.
I was a little worried. You know, I was worried. I really thought the hotel was going to reflect that opulent Trump-esque feel to it. You know, like you said, I've seen the inside of his house on TV, and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, that decor is nice to look at for some people, but it certainly isn't my taste or, you know, how I want to spend three nights. But I arrived at the 46-story property, and again, felt like home. It's very, very comfortable. And even though there's 391 guest room and suites, there's only 12 rooms on every floor. So again, it's very quaint. You get that very boutique style. You don't feel like you're in a huge hotel, which is great because, you know, you're already in a big city. You know, you already got that, oh, my gosh, I'm a little overwhelmed. I'm in New York City. So the last place you do is want to come home to that. So, you know, I checked in. I arrived at my suite. It was on the 27th floor. And, you know, so many hotel rooms in New York City are really cramped spaces. So especially if you're there with a couple girls or, you know, some girlfriends, you feel like you can't even put your luggage anywhere because there's nowhere on the floor. You're all, like, cramped into this bathroom. But this suite was perfect because it had one huge bathroom plus a half bath plus the living room. We had a microwave, so if we brought anything home, and we had ample storage space. There was actually, like, storage in the bathroom, like, under the sink. So it was great for your hair dryer and, you know, your straightener and your makeup and everything, so I could put that away and get it out of everybody else's way so they could have space and time to get ready. So really, really awesome. So definitely recommend it for a group of girls. But the best feature was its incredible view of the city's spectacular skyline. So we saw the Hudson River, the Empire State Building, all the surrounding neighborhoods from our living room, our bathroom, and our bedroom. It was really cool.
Wow, it sounds incredible.
Yeah, and my favorite thing was that all of these views were accessible by a push of a button. So literally, you just push a button, and the curtains automatically open, automatically shut.
Wow.
The whole thing's entertained me again. But the cool thing was, in the bedroom, two complete walls were floor-to-ceiling windows.
Oh.
So one side, you see the Hudson River. The other side, you see the Empire State Building, you know, and you don't even have to get out of your bed. So it made watching TV very difficult, not that we watched a ton of TV, but, I mean, when you have views like that, especially in the evening with everything lit up, it was just incredible.
Wow.
So, and not to go on and on about the actual room itself, but it was really great, and again, a good size for a New York City hotel. But located on the 7th floor is their 6,000-square-foot outdoor pool deck. So we hung out there on Sunday afternoon, great atmosphere for us. Lounge chairs were a little difficult to come by at first, but they actually said they had some more on order. So by the time anyone gets up there, I'm sure that's not going to be a problem. And again, the staff was really, really helpful. They found some for us pretty quickly and reserved some space for us. But great to stay out there on a sunny day in New York City. And they also have the Bar Dough, which is open seasonally during the summer. So you can get cocktails, you can get, you know, food to nosh on while you're up there. really, really nice place to hang out. And I actually had some girlfriends just stop by. They live in New York City, but they just stopped by just to kind of, you know, get some sunshine again on a Sunday afternoon.
Sure, absolutely. It's hard work.
Yeah, it is hard work. I don't recommend this. I'm trained professional. But, you know, at first glance, I actually took a tour of the spa. I didn't actually get a spa treatment, but, you know, I first thought, okay, 11,000 square foot spa at Trump. It's located on two floors, the 7th and 8th floor, and it appeared to be a very typical luxury hotel spa. But what I found, they actually took me into one room. They have two separate luxury hammam rooms. And if you don't know what a hammam is, it's a Turkish bath that functions like a steam bath, but with more of a focus on water. So just imagine going in this room. It's going to be warm. They've got mosaic tiles everywhere. And there's actually a marble slab that you lay on, and it's 90 degrees. So you lay on that, and then, of course, they do your treatment with a lot of water. They scrub you. This is this great exfoliation process that they do. They do use warm and cold water, one to open up your pores and then one to close your pores. So this isn't something that you can really get anywhere. It was the first in New York City and something I've never seen in a U.S. spa before. So, you know, especially if you and your girls want to hang out by the pool and then have a spa day, this is the place to do it because you're not going to find anything like this anywhere else in New York City.
Wow, that sounds incredible.
Yeah, really neat. And, of course, the spa at Trump, each person's spa journey caters to the individual guest desires. So when you go there, you select your personal intention, and that would either be calm, balance, purify, heal, or revitalize. So, you know, based on what your intention is, they theme everything for your experience based on that. So, you know, the aromatherapy, the lotions, everything else is kind of catered towards what your intention is for that day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, very cool. Very calming.
It sounds, oh my gosh, I'm dreaming of it. But I don't know, how expensive is something like this going to cost me to go visit Trump Soho in New York City?
You know, that's a great question. And I did some research, and they have some really great packages to help you make the most of your New York City getaway. And everything is within everyone's budget, I promise. So they actually have a retail therapy package that starts at $387 a night. They also have an Escape to New York package, which starts at $414 per night. And then, you know, for the big spenders out there, there's the Diamond Indulgence package, which is $29,000 for two nights.
Wow. So you're not kidding. There are literally some from every budget.
There is. And the neat thing about this property, I've toured other Trump properties before, and they typically do where they have the hotel side and then they have the condos or the owner side. This one, it's all together. So everyone goes through the same entrance. There's no like corridor where you feel like, okay, I'm a guest, so I'm separated from the owners, mm-hmm. either by an entrance or by I have to use a different pool, which I think this is actually better. You know, I don't feel so segregated, like, oh, I'm just a guest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really feel part of the property, just like the owners do. So that was a neat thing that was very individual for this Trump Soho property.
It's amazing that they can make it such a homey feel for such a big property, too.
You know, that really impressed me. Again, you know, I pulled up, saw how tall the building was, and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, you're just going to feel kind of swallowed in this hotel. But you really don't feel like that. I mean, again, it is 46 stories, but, you know, there's only 12 rooms on every floor. So, you know, you get out and, you know, it really is that cozy feel, which I like. And again, I think they did this because some people do own their units and they live there. So they did want to make it that kind of more comfy, homey feel.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Wow, Casey. Well, it sounds like you had yet another wonderful trip. And I know our listeners may want to go for more information. So where can they do that?
Definitely. For more information on this trip and all the other trips, visit my website, which is www.girlsgetawayguide.net.
Awesome. Casey, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mary. Have a great day.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Heartbeat Radio for Women.